Come with me if you want to live.
You watched Hobo with a Shotgun, right?
Yeah, was I not supposed to?
Okay, no, I'm just double checking. I just had this like weird bout of anxiety. I was like, fuck, I hope you watched the right movie.
That's hilarious.
Because we had the two, right?
Yeah.
Anyways, all right. What's up, Road Warriors? Welcome back to another episode of a podcast on Fury Road. We are your hosts, Mark.
And Brooke.
And this week we're coming at you with Brooke's pick of the month. And you sort of chose Hobo with a Shotgun.
Yeah.
It was between two movies, and we put up a poll. And honestly, the poll sucked, dude. Like, it didn't get any traction whatsoever. I was kind of annoyed.
Yeah.
It was between this and Mayhem, and Hobo pulled out. But yeah, not a lot of votes. But anyways, why? Okay, first of all, you had two movies. So which one were you hoping was going to win?
Honestly, I was okay with either.
Okay.
I was kind of hoping Mayhem, because like obviously it's more, I thought more like well known and liked. But then I was like thinking like, oh, Hobo the Shotgun, like I haven't seen it in a while. I know it's like super gory and just like ridiculous. And I thought it'd be a good fun one to talk about. So yeah.
Yeah. I was kind of thinking Mayhem was gonna pull.
Yeah, me too.
I am happy.
Yeah.
But yeah, before we talk about this, we'll kick off our box office news and boo. And what are you drinking tonight?
I am drinking a Brouwer Kaufmann Riptide Pale Ale.
Okay. Just,
how about you?
Just another Michelob.
Okay.
I got a fridge full of them.
Nice.
All right. What's your last four watched?
I feel like we haven't recorded in a while.
Last week.
I know, but it felt like, I don't know. Last four watched. So obviously been going through Hooptober, getting kind of close, but still have like, I think 8 or 9 movies to watch plus our episode we have. So I'm like, eh. Yeah, obviously I'm not going to get them all done, but,
I might extend it like
yeah,
just
like
for me, just
I'll
to
keep
finish it.
Exactly. Yeah. So I watched Cat People, from 1942. Probably like one of the there's a lot of movies that are like considered like the first horror movies or like movies that did a certain thing, and like this is like one of those movies like with the kind of like the cat scare jumps, right, where like you think something's gonna happen, then like just the cat comes out, right? So I didn't really like it that much. Like I kind of respect it a little bit, but it was kind of a bit boring.
I think we gave it the same score.
I thought there'd be like more to it. But yeah, just kind of, I don't know.
Yeah.
then I watched The Gift. I haven't watched this in quite a long time, probably since it came out, probably. I just really love Jason Bateman, and also who's the director and actor in this? Joel Edgerton.
Oh, he directed it too.
Yeah, this was his directorial debut.
Okay.
And now I can't get back to my thing. Yeah, really fun movie. Really good thriller. And then I watched one of your favorite movies, The Lodge.
See, you still don't like it.
Still not a fan of it. But that's okay. That's okay.
Yeah, that's fine.
And then watched I Am Legend. Yeah, it's been a while since I've seen that. And then also, I don't know if when it's going to be out, but I Am Legend 2 still in production.
Yeah, I forgot about that.
Yeah, so yeah. How about you?
For me, we watched the Perfect Neighbor documentary.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, dude, you kind of gave me a heads up that it was sad, and holy shit, man.
Yeah.
I don't want to say I liked it. I mean, I liked it. It was good. It was a well-made documentary, but it was just a really sad subject.
Yeah.
I watched The Sacrament for Hooptober. It was pretty good. Not great. I don't know if I'd ever need to watch it again, but I think it was Ty West's first
Oh, really?
full-length movie.
Okay.
But yeah, it was enjoyable. Kind of had like Red State feel to it.
Right.
Watched The Changeling for Hooptober. That was actually the first time watch for
Yeah, I
me.
was gonna ask. Okay.
I liked it. I want to give it another watch.
Yeah.
I think it was really good, but I think it or to have another watch. And then I watched Life Force, which was the Tobe Hooper movie on my list for
Right.
Hooptober. This is the first time watch for me again. Movie's fucking batshit crazy, dude. Like, I definitely re recommend watching it. It
Okay.
was not what I expected. It was fucking crazy. Just a really, really good time.
Yeah.
So definitely check that one out.
All right, I'm gonna add it to my watch list then.
Yeah, nice. And did you, I know you started watching Welcome to Derry. Did you end up finishing the episode?
No, I haven't had a chance to finish it yet, obviously, with Jay's games this
Yeah.
week. And no, the opening's batshit crazy though, but yeah, I still have like 30 minutes left in it.
Okay. I've heard it's really good.
Yeah.
Okay. As for the box office, I was saying to you, it's kind of a weird top five, but I'm going to give a quick honorable mention. In seventh place in its opening weekend, we have Shelby Oaks that brought in 2.3 million.
Nice.
So,
Yep.
anyways, in fifth place, we have Tron: Ares, brought in 4.9. In fourth place, we have Springsteen, Deliver Me From Nowhere, brought in. Do you think Jeremy Allen White is a good Springsteen?
I mean, I don't really can't really comment on it. Like, I'm not a Bruce Springsteen fan.
Yeah, I'm not really either, but
But I mean, from I think he's an amazing actor, so I mean, from the trailer I've seen, like in the interviews with people, like he can actually like really fucking sing, I guess.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
In third place, Black Phone 2 brought in 12.9. In second place in its opening weekend, we have Regretting You, brought in 13.6.
Can I
And
guess
in
what the number one is?
yeah.
I already know what it is because I know what the box office was of it.
Okay.
But we got another anime, I believe, right?
We
Chainsaw
do.
Man.
We do, yes. And it's opening weekend, Chainsaw Man, the movie Res Arc, brought in 18 million. That is a low fucking weekend score, though.
Yeah, compared to what Demon Slayer was like, what, 75 million in its opening weekend or
Something
something?
like that, yeah.
Yeah.
But I only watched like a couple episodes of the show, but I know it's like fucking brutally violent and just like
Yeah,
crazy.
it's I really want to watch the movie too, because I guess my
Yeah.
buddy from work watched it and he said like it's a whole new storyline, like it connects right after the first season. So
Okay.
I hope it is on Crunchyroll soon.
Yeah. Is there a second season now?
No, there's not. No.
No. Okay.
Yeah.
I was browsing through Crunchyroll like a week ago, and Hunter was sitting beside me and he's like, "What's that?" And I'm like, "That is something you're not watching anytime soon." He's like, "He has a chainsaw on his face." I said, "Yeah, he sure does."
That's hilarious. There probably is like a lot of animes probably that like that he could watch probably.
Oh yeah.
But
There's
yeah.
also some that, like, even Dragon Ball, like the original series, man, like there's some questionable shit in that show.
Yeah.
Anyways, what do we have for 4Ks?
4Ks. Now, obviously, it's Halloween week, so I assume we're gonna have some horror movies on here. So we got Edward Scissorhands, 4K.
Sick.
We got The Curse of Frankenstein. Saw 2, Steelbook. Okay, we're seeing a trend here. Saw 3 and Saw 4. We got The Resurrected. It's a pretty sick cover. Wendigo. A New Leaf. The Last Winter. We got The Toxic Avenger.
Oh, sick.
Death Wish 3. Dust Devil. The Cat and the Canary. Samurai Fury. Shin Godzilla. It's weird, isn't it? Already on 4K, I thought. Maybe not.
Yeah, I don't know.
Steelbook, Bjork, Cornucopia Live.
Okay.
Sure.
Run to get that one.
Arcane Season 2, Catch 22. We got Hush on Steelbook, which I was very close to buying with our movies we got. In the Mouth of Madness, which actually I watched it. Miss 45, Trick or Treat, Steelbook. Yeah, that one was sold out, right?
Yeah, it was. Yeah, I think we both wanted that one.
Yeah. Deep Crimson and Nightmare Alley. So quite a few this week.
You nailed it. Lots of horror.
Yeah.
I'm surprised that The Toxic Avenger is getting a 4K release, considering that it almost
Yeah.
theatrically.
Yeah.
But I'm happy for it because I was super stoked for that one. I still haven't watched it yet, though.
Yeah, me either.
My buddy at work, he watched it and he said, "All right, let's talk about this movie."
Do it.
Like we said in the intro this week, we are talking about Hobo with a Shotgun from 2011. Starting off with the synopsis, a homeless vigilante blows away crooked cops, pedophile Santas, and other scumbags with his trusty pump-action shotgun. It's such a good synopsis.
Yeah.
This was directed by Jason Eisner, who did Dark Side of the Ring, which I was pretty surprised to see.
Okay.
He did Slumber Party, Alien Abduction segment in VHS 2, which we will talk about at some point possibly.
Yeah.
And then from that, he was able to do a spin-off full-length movie called Kids versus Aliens, which I watched last year, I think.
Okay.
And it was really like it was a super fun movie.
Yeah.
Not great by any means, but it was fun.
Yeah.
And then he did a short film called Tree Venge, which I watched a couple years ago for one of my Christmas movies.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, it's short and it's
Yeah.
about a Christmas tree that is killing people to avenge his other Christmas tree brethren
That's
who
funny.
they all get chopped down for Christmas time, right? Very, very low budget, but it's a fun time.
I see that he also directed the ABCs of Death.
Yeah.
Have you seen that?
Yeah.
Okay. I just added to my watch list. I know I've heard of it and seen like the cover before, but
It's a really cool concept. Just every movie is.
and I see that he also is doing Into the Void, a TV miniseries. It's about heavy metal, I think.
All right. The cast, we have Rutger Hauer, who played the hobo. RIP to him. Passed away in 2019. Molly Dunsworth plays Abby. Her sister is Sarah Dunsworth from Trailer Park Boys. And her father is John Dunsworth, who played Mr. Leahy in Trailer Park
No
Boys.
way. That's crazy.
Gregory Smith played Slick. Did you recognize him?
Somewhat, but I don't know. I didn't look at his IMDb.
When he took his sunglasses off, I was like, ah, that's how I know you. He was the main kid in Small Soldiers.
Oh my God. I thought I just recognized him from this movie. Like, it's like, oh yeah, I remember his face.
No,
That's
he's the main kid.
hilarious.
Brian Downey played Drake. I didn't recognize him from anything else. And Nick Bateman played Ivan. And I have two honorable mentions. I'm sure you have them as well.
I have at least one.
What do you got?
So, if anyone doesn't know, this is a Canadian movie with a lot of Canadian actors and actresses, and you couldn't have a Canadian movie without one of the greatest Much Music MCs to ever exist, Mr. George Strombolopoulos.
Oh, yeah.
I forgot he was in this when he
So did
popped up. I
I.
was like, that's amazing.
He always hosted Much Loud. It was, oh man, I used to love that
Yes,
show.
yes.
And then I have Rob Wells, who plays Ricky from the Trailer Park Boys. And he, it's basically the same character in this movie.
Yeah, I'm very surprised that, like, for some reason, I thought the other two guys were also made cameos in this, so that may have been a different movie that I was thinking of.
Yeah.
But yeah.
It would have been cool if they did. Like, even if they like played the plague guys. Like, I don't know. I just think it'd be cool.
Yeah, this is one of those movies that, like, I've had on Blu-ray pretty much since I bought it, like, I don't know, over a decade ago, and I've watched it a very long time, but like there's like four or five scenes in this movie that are just like engraved in my brain, and like Rob Wells's scene is like
Oh,
obviously one of them,
absolutely.
right?
Yeah, for sure. All right. Do you have anything else?
Let me just check one thing to see. I want to see who did the makeup special effects. Okay, yeah, nothing. No, I thought it'd be someone maybe that we knew. Anyway, oh my God, get my. When's the last time you've seen this movie? Or is this the first watch for
Oh,
you?
no, I watched it, I think, back when it first came out.
Oh,
I think I've only watched it the one time. It's always one that I've always like that I've wanted to go back to. I just never have. What about you?
Yeah, same thing. It's been a very long time since I've seen this, like
Actually, yeah.
probably eight plus years since I've
Yeah.
seen it. Hole with a Shotgun, kind of grindhouse type style movie. Very wild and wacky. Some of the scenes I forgot. It's just ridiculous.
It reminds me of like a trauma film. Like with like less like slime and grossness, but just the way that it's shot and like the.
Yeah, like this is one of those movies where like you either hate it and you'll stop watching it more than halfway through or less than halfway through, or like straight up reality and you just have a good time with it. Don't take it too seriously.
Exactly.
We meet the hobo that doesn't have a name, that's just what he's called. He's coming in on the train. Classic, comes to a place called Hope Town, and right away, like even on the sign, like it, I think it says like Scumbag Town or Fuck Town or something stupid
Scum
spray paint,
town.
Scum Town. And he's making his way in town, and there's this guy, his name is no grind, not Grinder. I forget what his name is. Anyway, some guy filming hobos fighting each other, and
Oh, yeah.
he's like, oh, you want some too? We got 10 bucks. And like, these guys are just like fucking killing each other, like stabbing each other. Like, it's not holding back, pretty much. And it reminds me of like real life shit, right? Because like, I remember
Bum fights.
the bum fights and shit, and like, yeah, just stupid shit.
Fucking wild. That was actually a thing. Like, if aliens came to our planet right now, we were like, yo, check this out. They'd be like, yeah, we're just gonna
Yeah, pretty
do.
much. And so yeah, the hobo's kind of making his way around town, kind of checking out the place, and obviously it's a very like scummy town. Like it just went down the shit drain. Like there's no cops really doing much, and I don't know why he landed here, honestly.
Yeah.
But he sees all these people walking around, and he hears Logan running around, and you see him with this fucking sewer grate on top of his head, and he's like, "Fucking someone help me! Someone help me! He's trying to fucking kill me!" And then he ends up getting caught by the Drake, who is his brother apparently,
Yeah.
and then his nephews, Slick and Ivan, and these two motherfuckers, actually, this whole family. They just phone in this entire movie. It just seemed like they're having such a good fucking time with this. Like, it's hilarious. Like, the two brothers, like the Drake has like this white suit on and just doesn't give a fuck. And Slick and Ivan have like the kind of like high school jackets with like their names on the back of it and like the black shades and.
Yeah.
Just these guys are just so over the top. Like Ivan just has so much fucking energy with
Oh,
him.
yeah, he's crazy.
Oh man.
He's just like a 24/7 cokehead.
Yeah, pretty much, pretty much. And yeah, so Logan's like asking for help and he's like, "Don't kill me, fucking brother." And Drake's like calling him a piece of shit and he's like, "Oh, it's part of the game and stuff like this." So they stick him in this sewer drain and his head's fucking sticking out. And then their part of the game is they put this barbed wire over his head and basically pull his head off. And the Drake is saying, like, "Oh, it's part of the game. You guys gotta watch." And then he looks up, he's like, "Cheer, you fuckers." And then like Ivan comes over with like a fucking shotgun, is like, "Yeah, if you fucking look away, I'll blow your fucking head off." It's like, what is this movie? It's so like vulgar and just like they just don't give a fuck. And then they rip his head off and blood goes everywhere, and there's like a girl there like fucking dancing, like licking the blood, and
It was so fucking random.
it was, yeah.
I love too because Drake picks up his head then and he's like talking to it and then he slams it down on the fucking hood ornament on the car.
So we see the hobo, he's walking around town, he finds this pawn shop and he sees like a lawnmower that has like $49.99 and has like a TV beside it. It has like, you know, a dad cutting the lawn in front of his kid and wife, and hobo just wants to buy a lawnmower, you know, he just wants to start a new life, you know, opened his own business and yeah,
Grass cutting
little
business.
sentimental moment, you know. And then later that night, he's kind of walking around and he sees these like biker guys, like punk guys, grab this fat random guy, bring him into the Drake's fucking circus place thing that's just nuts, right? And you go in there and like there's like these guys on fucking bumper cars and they stick this guy's head over like this whatever. They just drive the bumper cars into this guy's head, explode his fucking head. Like this movie is so nuts and just so bloody. Would you party at this place?
Fuck no. Jesus
What?
Christ, man. No, not if I had a chance of getting my head stuck between two bumper cars.
About smashing some guy's foot with
Man,
the sledgehammer?
that was filthy.
Just explodes the guy's foot.
That would hurt so much.
Yeah.
I think I'd rather them just fucking crush my head.
Yeah, that's fair. That's fair. That's fair. But we see we meet Abby, who is the local town whore. And
She is a outstanding woman, sir, in
yeah,
this
okay.
town.
True, true. But she's with some guy. I don't know if it's her boyfriend or someone who's just some young kid. And Slick comes up to him, he's like playing arcade, and Slick's like, "Hey, you owe me my fucking money, like get my money." And then the kid is like, "Oh, I lost my parents for the allowance." And just like the writing in this movie is so fucking funny. Like some of the lines in this, like I'm sure the quotes page on IMDb like has so many fucking different lines.
Be a gold mine.
But yeah, Slick's like, says something funny like, "Oh, what the fuck's your parents do to get that much of an allowance?" And then he's like, I forget what he says, but he fucking, oh, Abby says like, "Oh, don't hurt the kid, like he's just a kid." And then Slick like grabs his arm, puts it around like the joystick and just fucking breaks the kid's arm, and he's bawling. And then Abby's like kind of like, "Oh, why did you do that?" And then he just like grabs this giant pile of cocaine out of his coat, puts it on top of the machine, then like shoves his face in it, and then he just gets all fucking coked out. And so yeah, Slick is taking Abby, you know, he's saying some not so nice things to her about, you know, having sex with her and stuff.
The one line, and I'm sorry for our listeners. She goes, "He's just a kid, just let it slide." And he's like, "The only thing that I'm gonna let slide is my dick in your pussy." And I was like, "Shit."
Yeah. And the way they say it, it's like because they're so like fucking, they have so much energy, right? They're just like yelling it and like, yeah, it's So he's like kind of trying to have sex with her, and then Hobo comes out of nowhere and he's like, "Hey, don't fucking touch her." He's like, "I'm making a citizen's arrest," and like just fucking punches him in the face or something, and then like knocks him out, and then walks into the cop station, and he's like, "Okay, he's literally making a citizen's arrest." Drops him there. He's in like the interrogation room with like the sheriff or whatever, and he's like, "Oh, you need to fucking lock this kid up and just fucking kill all these fuckers in the town or whatever." And the cop is like, "Yeah, you know, you're right. Just stuff's gone out of control." And then Hope was like, "There's probably some cops working on payroll," and he's like, "You need to kill them too." And the sheriff's like, "Yeah, you're right." And then like out of nowhere, he's just like, I forget what he says, but he's like, "Yeah, I'm fucking working with them," or some stupid shit like that, and then pulls the gun, and then Ivan, and Slick, I think, come into the room, and they fucking, yeah, they take Hobo, and they're carving, I think, Slick's name into his chest or something like that.
Scum.
Scum, okay. And they toss him in the dumpster, and so now you know, like, pretty much the whole cops is letting the Drake pretty much run this whole town. But then Abby ends up saving him and takes him back to her place. I mean, it'd be so easy. Just fucking just someone just go up to the Drake and just fucking shoot him.
I
Like,
know. I don't
just
understand.
kill
Like
him,
in
right?
movies like this, it's just like,
Yeah,
just kill this guy.
he's not even like he's fucking crazy, obviously, but like, I don't know. It's not like he's fucking strong guy or, you
No.
know.
It's realistically, it's him and his two nephews, and that's the only three that are
Yeah.
you have to watch out for.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, so Abby takes him back to her place, and then the next day he sees like there's like a pimp who's like bossing a young girl around. She has like a cut lip and he's like saying bad shit to her. Then there's a you see a car drive by and just this guy in a Santa Claus outfit and a girl in the back like, "No, help me, don't want to pick me." And Hobo's just like, "What the fuck is going on with this shit?" And then he goes and finds the guy that's filming, and he's like, "I need the money for my lawnmower," and he makes Hobo chew glass, stuff like that.
$20.
Yeah, $20. And then I love when he's at because Abby lets Hobo stay at her place, and like some of the stuff in this is so dumb, but it's funny, but. He goes on telling her about like how that she should befriend a bear because I forget what the whole reason was. And then she wakes up the next morning, there's just a picture of a bear in a picture frame. Where the fuck did you get that? So yeah, Hobo's about to buy the lawnmower. He's very happy. Goes in there and out of nowhere, just these three guys and fucking with a giant ass machete, a gun, and ski masks come in and they're like seemed like coked out too. They're going fucking nuts. They grab like a kid and he's like, "Give me all the fucking money." And then the guy gives him the money and then there's like, "Oh, give me fucking moral. Fucking cut this kid's throat." And then like the other guy's like, "Ah, oh, fucking kill the kid and shoot this bitch in And then Hobo like sees the shotgun for $50, obviously. And he's just kind of snaps, right? He's like, can't take this shit anymore. And I forget what he says. But
Remember what he says.
yeah, he just fucking blasts one guy and just shoots the other two. And then yeah. So.
Two things that are absolutely fucking crazy to me in this scene. And it's not the bank robber or the robbers at all. It's one, that a fucking 12 gauge shotgun is the same price as a fucking push mower. And two, that there's just a 12 gauge shotgun fully loaded hanging on this guy's wall.
I'm trying to see if there's any of the quotes up here. Anyway, I can really keep this open because there's some really fucking good lines in it. Yeah, so he goes back to the guy that's videotaping, and he's like basically points a gun at him. He's like, "Eat this fucking tape," and like makes him take out the cartridge of the VHS and eat the tape. And then he like, I think he's shoot, no, he shoots him in the stomach beforehand. Yeah, then he ends up killing the pimp. And then one of like the newspapers is like, "Hobo stops begging, demands change." And then he ends up killing the pedo Santa, and one of the lines I just saw, it has the Santa, he's like, "I'm going to come down both your chimneys and give you a big present, ha ha ha." And then Hobo's like, "Jerk off to this, you child molested shit liquor." And then we see George Strombo, and he's the news anchor.
He
Fucking
has
so
a
funny.
funny kill too. He gets the skeet to the chest, doesn't he? They like just throw it from off camera.
Yeah, I think that's a little
Or is that
later in the
later on?
movie.
Yeah, that is later
Yeah,
on.
but yeah, I thought that was funny too. So Drake is pissed. They're in there kind of like hanging out, and Slick is obviously pissed too, because he's like, "I'm fucking, I'm the baddest motherfucker here, and I'm the next in line." And Drake's like, he's going on, and he's like, you're getting there. You're not quite like me, but you're better than your fucking brother." And like, I like beside him, like his head down, and like looks up, and Drake's like, "Put your head down." Then he's like, goes on about like, how he needs to show people that, like, scare people, like put fear in people, basically. And I also love to whenever he tells Drake like, "Oh, I was knocked out," and then like Drake's like, "Tough motherfuckers like us," or he's like, "To be a man, need to be knocked out," or something like that.
Everyone
And
gets
then
knocked out.
Slick's like, "You've been knocked out?" He's like, "No, I'm the motherfucking Drake." And then like beside him, there's like a guy hanging, and these girls just like randomly beat him with like bats or something like that. And then the Drake goes, "When life gives you razor blades and a bat, you make a razor blade with bats," or something like that, and pulls out the bat with all these razor blades on it, then like hits the guy once, and just fucking just his guts just fall out instantly. And so the next day, we see a school bus and all these kids getting on the bus, and you're like, okay, the Drake just told Slick he needs to put fear in the people. And so the kids get on the bus, and you see Slick and Ivan coming up to the bus, and Ivan has a fucking flamethrower on his back, and Ivan's just back there with two boom boxes. And the bus driver sees them and like, "I'm fucking out of here." And they get on the bus, and Slick, is fucking riled up, and he's like, "Hey kids, whatever, do you like music or something?" "Yeah." "Kids, do you like ice cream?" "Yeah." "Do you like hobos?" "Yeah." "I fucking hate hobos." And then sets all the kids on fire.
Lights the whole fucking bus on fire.
Oh my God.
Normally I hate shit like this, but this is so fucking funny, man.
Yeah. And then yeah, the next scene we see George getting the skate thrown in his chest, and they come in and basically tell the people of the town, like, "We're gonna play a game called Gutter Tag. You kill all the homeless people, or I will kill your children." And the cops are joining them because they're also looking for the homeless people.
And he
Another,
goes,
yeah.
sorry, not to
No, go
cut you
ahead.
off.
Yeah.
It's like a, he's almost like put out an ad on TV. And the Drake's
Yeah.
like, "And whoever brings me the head of the fucking hobo, you'll get all my fucking broads." And he's like, "And you're gonna love them." You're such a fucking piece of.
Yeah, where was that? Oh yeah. So the next night we see Abby walking home, and we see one of the cops who's pretty much like obsessed with her. And there's another like kind of like rookie cop He like, seems like a nice guy, doesn't want to do this shit. But he, excuse my foul language and disgusting description of women, but he tells the cop beside him, he's going about how hot Abby is, and he's like, I'd eat the peanuts out of her shit.
I see he just watched 120 Days of Sodom.
But then the cop is chasing after Abby and he catches up to her, and then Hobo comes up with him with the shotgun and he's like, what do you see? And he's like, I don't know. And he's like, she's just a fuck tube. And then he blows the guy's head off and
And then
keeps shooting
shoots.
him.
Oh,
Yeah.
yeah.
And his fucking guts are hanging out, and
Yeah.
the mob is coming, so they decide to put him in the shopping cart and put this body over top of him. And then she's like, oh, the homeless guy's back there. She just killed this cop. And so they get, it's the next morning, they get back to Abby's place, and he's like coming through the corpse, and oh, it's so gross.
I love this scene too. He's like, you're fucking sick. When they get back up to her apartment, she's like making these big plans for them to like run away, and he'll be able to start his lawnmower business, and like she'll do it with them, and he's like, okay, but first things first, I gotta go wash this guy's asshole off me.
Exactly. And then we see the guy from the beginning. He ends up calling Ivan and Slick and tells them where they are. But yeah, inside he's telling her about like what his plan was. Like he wanted to buy a lawnmower and start his own lawn business. And then she's like, oh, we can go on a train and go somewhere else. We can go someplace with even bigger lawns. And then she's like, you know, this isn't the only town with lawns. And he's like, really? And then another one of the most memorable scenes for me that I always remember is they hear Ivan and Slick coming. And before they're coming in, the camera's like underneath like Ivan. It's like that old school like 90s kind of like skateboard camera, you know, like the eyeball camera or whatever. And you just see Ivan wearing ice skates. And Slick is like, what the fuck? You're wearing ice skates. They always fucking ruin everything. And I forget what Ivan says, but oh, he's like, oh, I gotta commit some skate rape or
That's what it was,
shit.
skate
I
rape.
don't And he kicks the door down. He's like walks in with the fucking skates. It's so fucking stupid. But so yeah, he's fighting with Hobo. He ends up like stomping on Hobo like a bunch, like a fucking cutting him up, obviously. And then Slick gets in the room with Abby, and he has this fucking old fucking rusty saw, hand saw, has her down, just like slowly cut into her fucking neck. Oh. Just the dialogue in this movie is so ridiculous. So Hobo's fighting with Ivan, and Ivan like goes to like cut down on him, and he puts a toaster and sticks his skate in the toaster, and then he plugs it in and like electrifies Ivan, and like his fucking chin is all burnt and
His
he
hands
doesn't
all like
die.
swollen and
His
burned and
hands are
shit.
all like, yeah. And then he's just like, oh, you just fucking made me come. Like, what the fuck? But yeah, Hobo gets in the room and like her head, her, she's not dead, but like he's getting in there with the fucking saw. And then he ends up taping, duct taping the shotgun to Slick's dick and takes him out, and then he's like in front of the pay booth, and then like ends up just fucking shooting his dick off. And he's like, Slick's like, don't shoot my dick off, man. I got a whole life ahead of me.
I got a whole life of fucking ahead of me.
There's another line that, yeah, Hobo says, put the knife away, kid, or I'll use it to cut welfare checks and rotten skin.
Yes, I liked that.
And then Slick says, "Well, you better cut one to Mother Teresa so you can give it to her while she's finger banging you in hell."
He goes, Mother Teresa was a fucking saint.
And yeah, shoots his dick off, and then they leave, and then you see Slick ends up calling the Drake. He's like, "What happened, son?" And then he's like, "You shot my fucking dick off." And the camera goes down, just this like mangled dick just
Yeah.
hanging, flopping out.
Looks like sandwich meat.
And then like you see this fiery bus pull up, which like I don't understand it, but it's funny, I guess. But
I think it was like his carriage to hell is how I
oh, okay.
interpreted it.
Right. Yeah, so the flaming bus comes up, and then he's like, "You were a good father," or something like that. And then he like shows him in the back of the bus, like fucking screaming, and gets carried off. So yeah, Slick is gone.
Which is unfortunate because, like, obviously he's a piece of shit, but I loved that character so much.
Yeah, I love the two brothers. They're so fucking funny. So the Drake's had enough, and he is about to summon the plague. So they're gonna bring him the hobo. And these guys are like, I don't think they're like humans. I think they're kind of like monsters-ish.
Yeah, it was weird because it was the name of the arcade game that the one guy was playing.
Oh, really?
Yeah, they were the characters out of the arcade game.
Oh, right. Yeah.
I don't know how this happens. I don't know how he summons them or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. So yeah, they are. Oh yeah, I thought the one scene was funny. Whenever he takes Abby to the hospital, and like the doctors are like trying to fucking
Oh, it's
save her,
so funny.
and like the doctor gets the top of her, is like beating her chest, and then like the nurse beside her is like yelling, "Live, you fucking whore!" Oh, so funny. But yeah, the plague reminded me of the guys off of Mandy.
Actually, that's a good call.
Yeah.
Yep.
They're like in this fucking metal armor, and they're like dragging a coffin behind them to bring Hobo back to their lair. I love the line. One of the favorites in the movie. Hobo tells Abby, he's like, "I gotta go finish this job. I gotta go back to work." And the whole thing is he tells Abby that she's a school teacher, and he like gives her like some flowers that are dead, but he's like, "You can put these up in your classroom." And she's like, "You know I'm not a teacher, right?" And like he just has this like look, like he's like, "I know, I know."
But
What was
he
that?
has this dialogue where he's like something about how dreams, you can have dreams or
Everyone can have dreams, yeah.
yeah.
And she says, she tells him, "You can't save all the world problems with a shotgun." And then he responds, "That's all I know." So then we see the plague come into the hospital, and there's a doctor there, like hell of a patient. And I don't know what this guy was thinking, but he was just like, "I've had enough of this fucking shit." Pulls out this little pistol, and you see these two guys like in full metal and with like in machetes and a fucking dart gun thing, and they just fucking stab him, and he's dead. Like, what were you gonna do? And then they just go through the hallway, and they just front guy slices their knees or legs behind them, they fall down. Guy behind them, who is Rip, is the taller one, and Grinder is the kind of chubbier one, just puts like a lasso over her neck, shoots this thing up into the ceiling, and like puts him up in the ceiling to hang. I thought it was
Hangs
really
him,
fucking
yeah.
cool. And then we see the hobo finds all the newborn babies, and he's like kind of talking to himself, but talking to them a little bit, and he's like going on about like, at this stage in your life, like people think like you're the cutest things, you have like this whole future ahead of you, like innocent. And he's like, "But if you stay in this town, you'll be selling your bodies for money and doing coke and shit like that."
He's like, maybe if you do well for yourself, you'll be the one peddling the junk to everybody.
So he ends up getting taken by the plague. And Abby has the shotgun now, and she is going to try and save a hobo. And they're like down like in the plague's lair, and you see Grinder like fighting with some like octopus thing.
Yeah, what the fuck was that?
But I think that these guys are like not real, because you see like they have these posters on the wall. One of them was like Mother Teresa, or no, one was Jesus with the X through it. The one was like hobo. You see him like crossing them out, and then the other one was like Mother Teresa. So I'm like, I don't know. But then you see like Ivan coming down, and hobo's just like fucking with him. He's like, you'll never yours living in your brother's shadow, and like Ivan's like, I don't know, saying shit back to him, and just going back and forth. I thought it was really funny. We see Abby goes back to the pawn shop, and she's grabbing all this shit. She makes a sawed-off shotgun. She can apparently weld too.
Yeah, she went balls to the wall in this scene. She's
She
welding
did.
and grinding, and it's just like,
Yeah.
what do you do? Why are you on the streets? You have some
Yeah.
pretty handy skills.
Yeah. I mean, these days a prostitute probably makes as much as a welder, right?
That's probably fair. Yep.
And then she makes like this shield out of like the lawnmower. It was cool.
It's so cool.
But it still works, apparently. I don't know how,
Yeah,
but
I'm not sure.
yeah.
Like, have you ever picked up a lawnmower? Like, the deck of a lawnmower is pretty fucking heavy.
Yeah,
She's
yeah.
just swinging that thing around.
Yeah. Yeah, so now we are at another Drake show. He's about to put Hobo in the glory hole like he did with his brother earlier in the movie. Abby shows up, and yeah, they're about to like Ivan shows up as well, and Abby like threatens to kill Ivan, and then like Ivan shoots Ivan, or sorry, Drake shoots Ivan, and he basically is like, oh, he Slick was my favorite son, and like you feel bad for Ivan, right?
He's
A
like, you
little
just
bit.
didn't have the potential.
Yeah. I thought he did. I don't know. I liked Ivan a lot. But then we see Abby tackles Grinder, and she like grinds him basically with the lawnmower, kills him. She ends up saving Hobo,
Oh, hold on.
and well, not yet, but
Yeah.
yeah, go ahead.
Well, because Drake grabs a hold of her, and her shield, which is a lawnmower, is on the ground, and I can't remember what he says, but he's saying something like, says something about her face, and he's like, let's start with a nose job. But he's
Yeah.
like, he's trying to push her face into the spinning blades of the lawnmower, but she puts her hand there and it fucking grinds up her arm. And
Yeah.
all that's left is like half of her forearm, but then that bone that's in there is just like
Yeah.
pr protruding
Oh,
out.
so gross.
And she like loses her mind and she's like, fuck yeah. And she just starts punching him with this bone and just like stabbing him
Yeah.
in the chest with it. I was like, that is the fucking most crazy kill scene I think I've ever seen in my life.
Yeah. Oh man, I feel so bad for Abby in this movie, man.
Oh
She
man,
just
she got the
she
shit
gets
end
it
of
the
the stick.
worst. Yeah,
Yeah.
she does. Yeah.
And then how she saves Hobo.
Oh, give me the fucking I don't know how she did it, honestly, but
Ugh.
so yeah, Hobo's in the hole still, obviously, and he's like, grab my hair. And you're like, what the fuck you mean? So she grabs his hair and he's like, pull. And she's pulling, but then she sticks her bone into like the holes in the grate and is like pulling it up. Ugh.
Oh, fuck.
He gets him up, but yeah, fucking gross. And then Rip ends up saying she killed Grinder, so now she has to take his place. And then Rip or Hobo basically tells him to fuck off, and he ends up leaving. Because the cops show up and they're about to kill him, but then the whole town shows up and they're kind of rising up against like the cops in the town, right? And then Hobo is in front of the or the Drake, he's on the ground, shot, and then the cops are like, if he shoots, then shoot him. And then Drake, I forget what Drake says, but the last line that Hobo says, he says, you and me are going on a car ride to hell. And Drake's like, you're gonna miss me. And then Hobo's like, you're riding shotgun. And just fucking boom. And then
So good.
obviously Hobo gets shot by all the cops. And yeah, that's pretty much it.
Yeah,
Anything
it
else?
ends like everybody's just like firing at each other and Abby screams and then the credits roll.
Yeah, that's it.
I do have something else though.
Okay.
So there's an extended ending that was taken out of the final cut of the movie.
Okay.
And how it ends is Abby replaces her hand with a Gatlin-style shotgun, and she becomes the new member of the plague.
That's hilarious.
Yeah.
There's a lot of special features in my Blu-ray that I have, and there's also a shotgun mode
Okay.
as well. So I'm gonna maybe try that out
What's that?
soon. I clicked on it, but like you have to like watch the movie with the shotgun mode. So
Okay.
yeah, I didn't.
Is.
No. Yeah. Anyway.
All right.
Yeah. That's the way the blood splatters.
So much. All right. How did you rate this movie?
I gave it a 3.5. I did want to give it a 4, but I don't know. It's a movie that like you could honestly give 5 stars, 4.5 stars, but I don't know. I went 3.5. Like, it's absolutely ridiculous. The story is stupid. It's literally a movie called Hobo with a Shotgun. Like, you know what you're getting into, right? And
Yeah.
like you said, like it reminded you of the old trauma movies and like the Grindhouse movies. And I think Rutger Hauer is fucking awesome in this movie. Like, he doesn't say much, but like even like the sentimental scenes he has, and obviously the special effects. I thought all the acting was fantastic. Like, they're just phoning it in. They're just having such a good time. Like, I absolutely love Drake, Ivan, and Slick. Like, they're some of my favorite characters in a movie I've seen. Even though they're pieces of shit, but they're just all the characters are so over the top. I love the score in this movie as well, and the way it was filmed, the look of it. Yeah, just it's under an hour, not an hour 30 minutes too. So yeah,
All right.
how would you?
I had originally gave it a 3.5, but as we were talking about it, I bumped it up to a 4.
Okay, yeah,
I
that's
just
fair.
I agree with you. Like, you could give it like a 4.5 or a 5. And it's not at all that it's a perfect movie. And like,
No.
we save like 5-star movies for like, I don't know, like masterpieces, right? But like, this is a masterpiece in its genre.
Yeah.
Like, this is just the perfect grindhouse, schlocky action comedy, over the top, just fucking balls to the wall craziness.
Yeah.
And like the one-liners that are in it, the dialogue and everything that's in this, it's so funny and it's so fun to watch.
Yeah.
And whenever it first started, because I haven't watched this in like 13, 14 years probably, but like that opening scene, I was like, oh man, like the camera work is so shit in this. But then as it goes on, you're like, you just, I don't know, get like an appreciation for it.
Yeah.
And yeah, I just think it's a really, really fun movie. And it's one that you can watch over and over and over again.
Yeah, definitely.
But anyways, yeah, 4 to 5 for me. All right, you guys know our scores. We'll head on over to Rotten Tomatoes and see what they scored it. The critics' consensus, it certainly isn't subtle or even terribly smart, but as a gleefully gory homage to low-budget exploitation thrillers, Hobo with a Shotgun packs plenty of firepower. So based on that, what do you think the critics scored?
I'll say like a 58.
You are too low, sir.
I figured, yeah.
66%
Okay.
on 119 reviews. The audience score is closer to what you had, with a 57%. on 10,000 ratings, an average score of 3.3 out of 5, or a 6.6 out of 10?
Yeah, so Letterboxd is close to that as well. The audience, the 3.1 out of 5. Yeah, so Jensen gave it a 3 out of 5, and Slash and Captain gave it a 3.5 out of 5. That's it.
That's it.
Yep.
Right. Well, it's time for our
cunning stunts.
How did you rate the stunts in this movie?
I'll give it like a 3 out of 5, I guess.
3 to 10.
3 out of 10, sorry. Yeah. Oh, there's not much like stunts in this movie, but like I think like some of the stuff is like creative, like because it's more like an action horror movie, right? Like, but like I think like the them in like the sewer grates, like when they're like hanging in there, and like the plague with like their motorcycles and stuff like that, and just like the look and stuff of like the fight scenes, and yeah, so maybe a 2, I don't know. Favorite stunt. I'm gonna go with Ivan wearing his ice skates, walking around on the
Okay.
fucking concrete and trying to kick and stomp and fight Hobo. Yeah, I'll go with that. And stunt I would like to try. Ooh. How about I don't know, be pretty badass to be one of the plague guys, I
Okay.
think.
Yeah, that's fair.
Yeah. Go with that. How about you?
For the stunts, I gave it a 4 out of 10. I said there's lots of shooting, limbs being cut, torn, and shot off. The plague dudes are pretty badass. So I mean, like, it's not a lot of, there's no hand-to-hand combat or anything like that, but I don't know for what it is. My favorite stunt, I don't know if it's really a stunt, but I said Logan's death at the start. Just because, like, this scene. Every time I think about this movie, this is a scene that I remember. And it's just, I don't know, it's always at the forefront of my mind whenever I think I'm gonna go with that.
That's
And
fair.
stunt I wanna try, that fucking lawnmower deck is a shield, man.
Yeah, that was gonna be my choice too.
Take out some bad guys with the fucking spinning blade. Crazy. All right, that wraps it up. It's my turn to pick our next movie. And this one is overdue, I think. We're going to talk about 300.
Definitely is. Yes.
I've been wanting to pick this for a while. Think it's a really good action movie.
Yeah, agreed.
Or I used to, anyways. I haven't watched this in a while, so we'll see if my
It's been
thoughts.
a while for me too. Yeah.
But that's one I've been wanting to.
Cool.
And in the meantime, you guys can catch us on social media at a podcast on your road on Instagram. I feel like there's something that I wanted to say, but I don't know. But anyways, doesn't matter.
Cool.
Thanks for listening.
Yep. And talk to you guys in a couple weeks. Sorry, I thought there was more.
I don't think so.
Okay.